This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, your community access media station. Thanks to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.
You're listening to Radio Hawke's Bay, broadcasting on 104.7 FM and 1431 AM, and streaming on the internet at radiohawkesbay.org.nz. Welcome to Kidnappers Kaylee for the 9th of August 2026 with Mitch Park. This program is an hour of instrumental music from a range of soloists and bands, with an emphasis on traditional tunes plus original tunes written in traditional style. On this program, we have Tom Delaney, Owen Spafford, Will Allen and Ben Filmer-Sankey, Con Cassidy, Patty Taylor, James Byrne, Mickey Doherty, Elise McClellan, Troy Lee with Rex and Ray Offutt, Chris Jerup, Alberio, Dave Swarbrick and Diz Disley, Joseph Pizio, Augusta Cayley Band, The Root Mechanicals, and Catherine Kingcombe. The only calendar hook we have today is the 15th of August. It's the birthday of Princess Anne, the present Princess Royal, which allows us to wish her a happy birthday and to play a tune composed by an Irish harper about three centuries ago in honour of the holder of the same office. This is coupled with a much more modern tune by a French flute player. Put together by Tom Delaney on the 2017 Keane Delaney Music CD Never Say Goodbye, Say Good Luck, the set is Metro Blues by Michel Bonamy and Princess Royal by Turlough O'Carolan. Thank you. Tom Delaney on the Uilleann pipes, accompanied by Elaine Hogan on harp, playing Metro Blues and Princess Royal. Next we have a three-part English country dance tune, noted by Thomas Hardy, Joshua Gibbons and others in the 19th century, and named for a famous event of 1815. Known the length and breadth of Britain, it also turned up in Canadian and American tune books. Here it's played by Owen Spafford on fiddle, Will Allen on melodeon, and Ben Filmer-Sankey on guitar, on their new Scribe Records album, Sun in the Sands. It's called Waterloo Dance. Thank you. Owen Spafford, Will Allen and Ben Filmer-Sankey playing Waterloo Dance. Stay with Kidnappers Kaylee to hear Con Cassidy, Paddy Taylor, James Byrne, Mickey Doherty, Elise McClellan, Troy Lee with Rex and Ray Offutt, Chris Jerup, Al Birrio, Dave Swarbrick and Diz Disley, Joseph Pizio, Augusta Kaylee Band, The Rude Mechanicals and Catherine Kingcom. You're listening to Kidnappers Kaylee with Mitch Park on Radio Hawke's Bay, 1431 AM and 104.7 FM. Next we have a reel from Donegal fiddler Con Cassidy in a compilation of previously uncollected recordings made some years before his death in early 1994. Two neighbouring tracks on the 2022 Carriages na Fijilary album, Con Cassidy, Volume 2, share the title Gan Arnhem, that is, Nameless. This is Disc 1, Track 21, Real Gan Arnhem. Cassidy playing Real Gan Arnhem. In 1959, Michael Daly set up his recorder at the Camden Stores in Camden Town, London, where he recorded Irish flute player Paddy Taylor. The recording sat in the Topic Vaults until 2015, when it was released on the triple CD It Was Mighty, the early days of Irish music in London. It not being known in any of the available indexes, I presume Paddy Taylor was the composer of Paddy Taylor's Hornpipe. Paddy Taylor playing Paddy Taylor's Hornpipe. The next tune is a descendant of a reel called Push About the Joram, also known as the Old Spinning Wheel, which was treated by Donegal fiddler James Byrne as a Highland in his recording on the 1987 Clara CD, The Brass Fiddle, where it's called Seamus O'Byrne's Highland. James Byrne playing Seamus O'Byrne's Highland. Next up, we have a three-part version of a well-known traditional reel played by Mickey Doherty on the 2023 Cairdeas na Fidelaí album At Home with Mickey Doherty. The notes say he got this from a recording by Michael Coleman, but he must have given it some of his own spark because there are two other versions of the same tune in this anthology. Also known as The Hare in the Heather, this is listed here as The Morning Dew. Mickey Doherty playing The Morning Dew. Now we have a couple of airs composed and played by Scottish harper Elise McClellan on her 1998 Loch Shore CD Kiss on the Wind. According to her notes, the local name for the Eddleston Water, which runs through the border town of Peebles, is the Cuddyburn, which is the title of the first tune in this set, whilst the second arose from the nagging thoughts, unanswered questions which keep sleep at an arm's length. The set is The Cuddyburn and Sleepless. Thank you. Elise McClellan playing her own tunes, The Cuddy Burn and Sleepless. You're listening to Kidnappers Kaylee coming to you from Radio Hawke's Bay, 1431 AM and 104.7 FM. In a few moments we'll hear Troy Lee with Rex and Ray Offutt, Chris Jerup, Al Burio and Dave Swarbrick and Diz Disley. Later on we'll play Joseph Pizio, Augusta Cayley Band, The Rude Mechanicals, and Catherine Kingcom. Take a look at radiohawkesbay.org.nz to find out more about our programs and about Radio Hawke's Bay. While you're there, click on the On Air Now zone to get great streaming audio. For more information on the recordings we're playing today, search for the Kidnappers Cayley page on radiohawkesbay.org.nz, where you can find our recent broadcasts and a link to our playlists posted on Facebook. Or subscribe to the NZ Folk mailing list through the kiwifolk.com website to receive our playlist by email every week, complete with websites you can visit to order CDs and downloads. And if you enjoy live, unamplified music, bring your instrument and join in the Celtic Jam on Wednesday nights at the Rose and Shamrock, Napier Road, Havelock North, where the session starts about 7:30 PM. We'll waltz a little now, firstly with a tune attributed to Bill Munro, played by the fiddle, mandolin and guitar of Troy Lee with Rex and Ray Offutt on the Smithsonian Folkways album I'm Old But I'm Awfully Tough, Traditional Music of the Ozark Region. The Traditional Tune Archive suggests the tune may be older, but it came to popularity with Munro's 1946 recording of Kentucky Waltz. Toy Lee, Rex and Ray Offutt playing the Kentucky Waltz. Well, Bill Monroe's Kentucky Waltz was the spark that fired Pee Wee King and Red Stewart into writing a song named for another state in late 1946, which took off thanks to the 1950 recording by Patti Page. Here we have a melodeon version from Iowa farmer Chris Jerup on the 2025 Go Danish album From Denmark to America, vintage tunes recorded by his grandson Dwight Lamb in the 1950s. This is Tennessee Waltz.
Okay, now Grandpa's going to play the Tennessee Waltz.
Chris Jerup playing the Tennessee Waltz. According to the notes on English group Albireo's 2017 Talking Cat album Binary, Pat Shaw composed this tune on the fly for a horseshoe-shaped dance, hastily arranged to fit around columns in a difficult room. Its title here is Levi Jackson Rag. Berio playing Levi Jackson Rag. Here's a tune that the Philips label Polydor issued on a 1967 album called Rags, Reels and Airs, played on mandolin by Dave Swarbrick with Diz Dizzley on guitar. It's a tune composed by Charles Leslie Johnson titled Dill Pickles Rag. Swarbrick and Diz Dizzley playing Dill Pickles Rag. Stay tuned to Kidnappers Cayley on Radio Hawke's Bay to hear Joseph Pizio, Augusta Cayley Band, The Rude Mechanicals, and Catherine Kingcomb. You're listening to Kidnappers Cayley with Mitch Park on Radio Hawke's Bay, 1431 AM and 104.7 FM. Well, our next tune, in spite of its Ukrainian name, is an American recording made in New York City in 1931, so it's almost 95 years old. Included on the 1978 Library of Congress album Dance Music, Ragtime, Jazz and More, which is Volume 5 in their Folk Music in America series, this piece by Joseph Pizio in the classic Ukrainian Kolomyka form, a tune type believed to be centuries old. Typically, a stanza is divided into two sections of 13 or 14 beats each. This one is called Pikamika Kolomyska. Pizio playing Pikamika Kolomyska. Moving over to Germany, we have a track from Augusta Cayley Band on their 2019 NHR Music Production Album, Volume 1. In a set dance called Obergruner Half Set 3, they used two traditional Irish polkas, I'll Buy Boots for Maggie and Oriental Polka. Thank you. for Maggie and Oriental Polka, played by Augusta Cayley Band. Next, we have a couple of English hornpipes, a 19th century one by James Hill, and a 20th century tune by Ray Chandler, who is one of the Rude Mechanicals. When they made their 2001 self-published CD, Rude Noises, the Rude Mechanicals were just the duo of Barry Ruffell and Ray Chandler. Playing guitar and five-string banjo respectively on this track, the tunes are Reedsdale Hornpipe by James Hill and Chalk Hill Blue by Ray Chandler. Mechanicals playing Reedsdale Hornpipe and Chalk Hill Blue. To finish, here's a track from a brand new self-published album by painter and fiddler Catherine Kingcombe called A Shulish Na Shiog, Away with the Fairies. This accompanies a book of the same name of her portraits of Irish musicians. On this track, she plays The Mouse Behind the Dresser and McCreevy's Favourite, which are both traditional, and Kilty Town by Charlie Lennon. Thank you. If you'd like to hear this program again, search Kidnappers Kaylee on the Radio Hawke's Bay website or on accessmedia.nz, where you'll find some amazing programs contributed by all 12 community access radio stations around New Zealand. We hope you've enjoyed this broadcast of Kidnappers Kaylee and that you'll join us again soon, either at this time next week or on Foghorn Sunday at 4 this afternoon. This is Mitch Park wishing you good listening, good health, good luck, and goodbye for now.
This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, your community access media station. Thanks to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.